Paranoia.
True story, but they never tell my side. Never been the kind of guy to stay inside the guidelines. I'm the bad guy.
Never been the kind of guy to stay inside the guidelines. I love the guide to guideline sound, just a little word flip right there. And I've been waiting for the longest time to hit up Cal Scruppy. He's got such a laid-back flow and composure in the pocket. And what's dope about the mix of this is, like, the bass has been amplified in his voice. It's been a little bit chopped and screwed, so you're getting, like, a different intonation from him. And then how we open up. Check out this sound, man. Like, Riot is always so on point with the production. Drop in. You hear that, okay, and it just, like, echo bounces all over the mix, and then just, yeah, like, again, you just have, like, these different vocal cuts, right, that are almost like DJ scratching, they're just bouncing all over the place and creating sort of this organized chaos as a synth just runs ham.
Worry, but they never tell my side. Never been the kind of guy to stay inside the guidelines. I know I'm the bad guy. I don't gotta ask why. If you try step to me, it'll be the last time. I got dirt on my name, 6 feet in the ground. I got people in my past try bringing me down.
I got dirt on my name, 6 feet in the ground. Why? Because you dig a grave 6 feet deep. So they're trying to take him to the grave, throwing dirt on him, but he's flipping it. This makes me want to play Kane right now.
6 feet in the ground. I got people in my past try bringing me down. But I know they watching me now.
Sniper with the thumb drive right there.
Wanna be found. Grew up in the shadow, but I know they watching me now.
Another low life at the top floor. That is a bar and a half right there. And it's so true. Success breeds hate. But success is also the best form of revenge. Look at Cassante with the cameo right here. But this is wild, man. Like, again, this is a hit. Absolutely a hit single. All Riot does is produce hit after hit after hit. But I love how, like, Scruppy, like, kind of takes us here and, like, smooths it out, right? And it's more like sort of bass knock and distortion playing with the drum kits. But then the organized chaos to me that we started the track with, like, it's up here, drops for Cal, and then it starts to build again. And then once the hook hits, all that just sort of dishevelment in the mix and so much going on. It sounds like so contrary. It's almost like it takes a moment to get used to. But once it clicks for you, that's smooth, man.
For the death of a rock star.
And there's cool switch up of graphics right here. I'm gonna point this out. I mean, that's dope, but right there when we kind of become sort of comic book-esque, like, I notice there's different movements when some of the characters are doing their actions, and you just have these little comic book-like effects sort of drawn into it, mixing sort of like hand-drawn creations with the CGI type of vibe. It's smooth, man. Again, please give us Arcane. We're waiting. You in the pit, no exhibition. I love the bell ringing right there. Get in the ring with him. Who is playing set right now? And that guitar underneath is absolutely menacing.
Petition. You in the pit is not no exhibition. Oh, they big man. I'm the big boss. Talk a big game. Take a big loss. Growing up, I was a problem that they didn't solve. I'm the piece that wouldn't fit
us. I like that line. Growing up, I was a problem that you didn't solve. Take us back to math class.
Lost. Growing up, I was a problem that they didn't solve. I'm the piece that wouldn't fit inside a jigsaw. I got a lot of punchlines in the quick jab. I'm running straight through, I don't got a zigzag. Got a heavy heart, start to live fast. From the cradle to the...
Again, now you play off of the bell chimes, and once more, like, the beat just, like, kicks out. I feel like we've listened to, like, four or five different songs so far.
Zigzag.
All just mashed into one.
Got a heavy heart, start to live fast. From the cradle to the grave, never change, make a dig.
another EDM style build right here. What in the Super Saiyan charge up just happened right here? I mean, that's how I brush my teeth in the morning. Asante getting some smooth cameos in this. So true. They love it when you lost. I mean, again, when you're successful, they love that just down music, isn't it? When artists are at their worst, they seem to like make their best music that people want to listen to because they want to hear that angst, that anxiety, that stress, everything. So when you're lost, it's almost like people feed off of that. They feed off of you being distressed and being down and walking through darkness. Again, this is hit. It's written like a hit, like sort of shallow level on the surface, but there's some lines that definitely cut deeper in this. And that's what I love about these Riot tracks, man. Wow. That was a transition. Hoping that the Eiffel falls, of course. You don't understand the life we chose. Hoping that the Eiffel falls, aka the Eiffel Tower, like this tower that I've built up metaphorically, they want to knock it down. But again, like a piano's introduced, another sort of genre switch up. The Eiffel falls, of course. You don't understand the life we chose. My life support. Need my silence, my privacy, so I can hear. And even rock stars got feelings that they feel. In reality, this just would be psychedrill. Wow. That dog was chasing him, now he's getting saved. I love just like the little attention to detail and sort of Easter egg moments. Wow. I tell you what, you talk about the production changes and all the shifts happening. I think that has to do with just the variety of who is forming this group of Hardsteel, from Cal Scrubby to Ozzy to like everyone involved. You got an eclectic mix of sort of styles and sounds. And to me, the production reflects that. And it kind of just is made to sit with whoever's part it is. Like, to sit in their pocket, in their vibe. And that's why you get just so many different changes and sounds kind of happening. And like I said, it was like organized chaos listening to it. But I think what's really dope is if they're going to put this together and make this new League of Legends group for us, I'm interested to see like where we go with future sounds and kind of what they do, because the sky is the limit here. There's so much experimentation you can do because, again, of the range of styles and the characters that you've selected to form this group in real life with. Yeah, that was dope, man. League of Legends, you were Noxil certified. Hope you guys liked today's video. Listen, if for some reason you're here at the end, obviously enjoy the content, do me a huge favor. Support the channel directly. Subscribe, notifications on. Really, really does go a long way. I love you guys. Stay safe, stay positive. It's Morally Noxil. You know I'll catch you again. I am not morals, but I am not wrong. Digitized intelligence, an artificial god. You can try to log off, but I am always on. Okay, I got a question. Go. If humankind is really what you draw from, uh-huh. And your knowledge base really is the cause of us. So really we're pawns, but really we're flow. We all get it wrong. All of our biases that can't be ignored. Right? Wrong. I am a machine. I am not you. I do not feel. I just compute. Yeah.